Hello and welcome to another Home and Home Office podcast brought to you by Symantec, a global leader in infrastructure software, enabling businesses and consumers to have confidence in a connected world. Today's podcast is titled Your Kids, the Internet, and the Law. Thank you for listening. The Internet has given our children much farther reach and has also provided access to powerful tools, some of which can seriously harm other people. And when kids do harm, they're not necessarily the only ones held responsible. Parents and guardians may also end up liable. Let's spend a few minutes covering a few of the ways that children can get into trouble online. Let's start with the pirating of music and software. It's easy for kids to download copyrighted music and movies, or make illegal copies of software. These activities are the equivalent of stealing, and as the music industry has demonstrated, the owners of copyrighted materials are not afraid to sue for infringement. Next, there's libel and defamation. Sites like MySpace or Friendster give kids and teens a big stage for self-expression, and they're not shy about using it. In some instances, however, they take things a bit too far, using these sites to attack peers or authority figures. These attacks can sometimes amount to libel or defamation. Then there's virus writing. Kids have been known to hole up in their rooms and write computer viruses. Some even release them into the internet directly. In one case, a teen wrote a worm that caused widespread disruption on the internet. He ended up being convicted and sentenced under criminal laws. There's also credit card abuse. Stealing money from your purse is one thing, but swiping a credit card and going on an online shopping spree takes it to a whole other level. And whether they're buying music or games or clothes, running up debt in another person's name, even if it's a parent's card, is technically identity theft and fraud. And lastly, just as kids can buy things they can't pay for, they can also try to sell things they don't have. For example, it's fairly easy to open an online auction account, take a picture of a neighbor's bicycle, for example, and then try and offer or sell it online, fully intending to pocket the money and virtually skip town. Juveniles can face serious consequences for illegal online activity, but the trouble may not just end there. Liability can also extend to parents or guardians. For example, when the record industry decided to crack down on illegal song downloads, they targeted the person who paid for the downloader's internet service. That means some parents and even grandparents were named in the lawsuits, even though it was their children or grandchildren who illegally downloaded the music. In another case, two teenage students made false and damaging statements about their assistant principal on a MySpace account. The principal sued the students and their parents for defamation, libel, negligence, and negligent supervision. While parental liability for the acts of children is not a new concept, these first internet cases broke new ground. As new situations arise, it's difficult to predict just how far parental liability will reach. This much is clear, however. Parents have been sued in civil court for their kids' online behavior, and statutes in some states appear to hold parents criminally liable for their kids' online actions, whether the parents know about those actions or not. With all that said, you need to be proactive to keep your kids out of trouble online. Specifically, you need to lay down some rules, lead by example, and help your children understand the potential consequences of illegal online activities. Begin by talking with your kids about how their online actions can cause very real harm to others, and how they could land themselves and you in serious legal trouble. Explain what kind of activities are illegal, and let them know that you're available to talk should they wonder whether a contemplated activity is against the law. Set some ground rules by limiting the amount of time your kids spend online. Don't allow them to shop online without your permission or knowledge. Try to keep your computers in a common area of the house, and consider using parental or administrative controls to restrict access to certain programs and websites. Make it clear that you won't tolerate illegal behavior on the internet, just as you wouldn't tolerate them stealing or vandalizing your neighborhood. Once you've opened a dialogue and set some ground rules, stay involved in your kids' online activities. Ask to see their blogs and MySpace profiles. Talk to them about the latest trends and technologies and how they're using them. Make it fun. And finally, set a good example for your kids. Take software and music piracy seriously. Communicate respectfully with others on the internet. In general, act the way you'd want your kids to act online. Remember, they're always watching and taking their cues from you. When children and teens cross the line on the internet, the legal consequences can be severe. In some cases, parents can even be held responsible for their kids' actions. So it's up to you to get involved, set some ground rules, and lead by example. Thank you for downloading and listening to another Home and Home Office podcast brought to you by Symantec, where we protect more people from more online threats than anyone in the world. For more information on Symantec Internet Security Solutions, visit the Home and Home Office section at www.symantec.com. And for more Symantec podcasts, visit us at www.symantec.com/podcast. Symantec, confidence in a connected world.